Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
In the fight to sniff out terrorism in our area's transit hubs, it's in the proposed Trump administration budget. Mike Sugarman reports Senator Schumer pledges to fight this.
Senator Chuck Schumer has a bone to pick with the Trump administration again.
Just when you think things have really gone to the dogs, you dig through the president's proposed budget.
Today, hounding the White House on cuts that seem to him rather rough.
They eliminate all of the Viper dog teams we rely on for counterterrorism.
Viper dogs, visible intermodal prevent and response teams, are part of the canine units you see at airports and transit hubs like Penn Station, specialized mobile bomb sniffers that are unleashed when they're needed. Schumer wants to hit the pause button on the cuts that would save $59 million.
Dogs can't be hacked. You can hack all the machines at the airport, some really good hacker. Dogs can't be hacked.
30 dogs are assigned to the New York area. Schumer promises to hound the White House until they cut the cuts. In Midtown, Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880.
2 months after the terrorist attack at the kosher market in Jersey City, the Trump administration wants to cut funds to fight terrorism in that section of the Garden State. Christy Kalishian spoke with local Congressman Bill Pascrell.
Congressman Bill Pascrell describes it as a way the Trump administration could get away with a low budget. Funds may be cut this year towards the Urban Area Security Initiative.
It's been very successful. We know where every dime goes. We know how local law enforcement is reinforced.
Last year, the program received $20 million in federal funding. This year, FEMA says the state may only qualify for $15 to $19 million. Pascrell says having this come just 2 months after the deadly Jersey City attack that killed six, lowering funds is a foolish mistake.
Rather than threatening to cut it by 20% or 25%, I would increase it by 20%.
Pascrell says he plans to send a letter to federal officials either Tuesday or Wednesday asking that the funds be restored. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
WCBS News Time 505. A man who allegedly raped an 11-year-old girl in Brownsville was captured by police. 45-year-old Andre Clark charged with multiple counts of rape and sexual abuse for attacking the child in her home. One person was killed, four others wounded in a shooting at the Majestic Lounge in Hartford that happened at 1:30 this morning. Police were stationed outside the club because of previous problems there. They ran inside when they heard gunshots, but they were stopped by panicked people who were trying to get out. A 28-year-old man died. Two men, two women were injured. Nobody's in custody. And a $10,000 reward is being offered for the killer of a worker at the B&A Deli at 217 Brook Avenue. A masked man walked into the deli, fired a gun, and ran off. This happened 6:30 Friday night. He killed 34-year-old Yahia Amster. Dozens gathered outside the deli yesterday to remember Amster. He was from Yemen and had recently become a U.S. citizen. He left behind a wife who's in Egypt. The co-founder of the Yemeni Merchants Association, Dr. Debbie Amontaser, told us,
"We are truly heartbroken that Yahya just became an American citizen and is not going to have the opportunity to materialize that American dream."
Police remain unclear about the motive for the shooting. Now, let's get that WCBS Exergen weather forecast. Here's meteorologist Frank Strait.
Well, as we go through tonight, skies turn out mainly clear and already turned out mainly clear in some places, but others, especially north of the city, still mainly cloudy for now. We'll drop to 35 in Midtown tonight with many outlying areas down to the 20s. For President's Day tomorrow, looking pretty good. We'll have a good deal of sunshine and another mild afternoon, 48 for the afternoon high, so enjoy that. We'll have increasing cloudiness tomorrow night. We'll drop back to 35 in Midtown again. On Tuesday, look for mainly cloudy skies. It'll be mild with some rain getting underway around midday. The rain will taper off in the evening. High about 50 on Tuesday. Behind that, colder air returns for a while starting Wednesday. It's 43 in Midtown now with variable clouds around the area. Again, clearing low 35 tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.